Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the AIM Shift, Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I am your guide, and this is Episode 8, Measuring the Current, Understanding Shortages and Overflows. In Episode 7, we ended with these lines. Once you are fully in this system, your finances stabilize and the pressure is off. But for this to happen, there must be enough inflow to cover the outflow. If there is not enough inflow, the river is too low to cover the rocks. If there's too much outflow, the river moves so fast it drains your pool dry. When the system doesn't balance, you either have a shortage, not enough coming in, or an overflow, too much going out. Let's look at shortages first. For some of you, you got stuck in episode 3 because the math didn't work. The money coming in wasn't sufficient to cover the money going out. This is not a failure. It's simply the system revealing the truth of your situation. If we take our example data and change the weekly paycheck from the original $850 to $650, we create a different picture for this operator. The table below shows the weekly paycheck, the weekly bills and debt pool, and the remainder for living and leisure. The weekly paycheck, $650. Weekly bills and debt, $550. Weekly living and leisure, $100. Instead of $300 per week for living and leisure, there is only $100. This is not enough money for this household to live on for a week. This scenario clearly shows there is a shortage of inflow. No one did anything wrong. There just isn't enough money coming in to meet what's going out. Now let's look at overflow. For others, you ran your numbers and the system should work, but it doesn't. Your river emptied before the headwaters could fill again. You are dealing with an overflow. This occurs when the amount going out exceeds the amount coming in. For reference, turn to Exhibit 8A, Shortage versus Overflow, which summarizes these two scenarios in a two-column layout for clarity and simplicity. Let's examine the overflow. In this case, the operator didn't reduce their living and leisure spending. They moved some of it into bill pay. Without changing their weekly spending, they added monthly bills for subscriptions, credit card payments, and club memberships, increasing the weekly bill pay amount to $750. The system now shows only $100 available for living and leisure, yet their true spending is still around $300 per week. The $200 hidden in bill pay is the overflow. The system is not working because they have an overflow. There's too much going out. It doesn't mean you're careless. Living and leisure is a mishmash of life's expenses, and it's easy to get out of balance. If you know the numbers should work, but they don't, tracking becomes necessary. Not forever, just long enough to see the leak. You need to record where the money is going with more precision than just simply putting it all under living and leisure. Ask yourself these questions. What did I buy? What specific category would I put this into? And how much did I spend on it? Make as many categories as you need to see your picture clearly. When I started tracking my leisure spending, I simply called it leisure. When I saw how much money was going to leisure, I wanted to know why. I broke leisure into smaller categories to get a better picture. Once I could see where the money was going, I decided what was important to me. I wanted to spend less, so I began to choose differently. When you track, choose categories that fit your spending to show you where your money is actually going. Don't forget to include all leisure items, even those which may be hidden in the bill pay pool. Watch your receipts carefully, especially at big box stores where you can purchase more than just groceries. It's easy to put everything under one general category, but a review of a receipt may show multiple categories. Once you see the individual categories, you can decide if and what you want to change in your spending. Remember, tracking is temporary. It's for observation, not restriction. The method of tracking is up to you. There are apps available if you like digital methods of tracking. If you prefer, you can record the details of your spending on a piece of paper using lists. It may only take a week or two to learn where the leak is located. When the system has a shortage, it cannot start. If it has an overflow, it collapses. The inflow must match the outflow to operate smoothly and efficiently. In this episode, you learned how to see the truth of your flow. Are you dealing with a shortage or an overflow? Now that you know why the system isn't working for you, turn with me to episode 9, where you will learn how you can bring them into balance. If you're in a shortage, you'll learn ways to stabilize the flow so the system can run. If you're in overflow, you'll learn how to adjust your spending and rebalance the system. Next time, join me in episode 9, Equalizing the Flow. Visit aimff.com/podcast for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening and have a good day.